As we begin this meditation, a few words of introduction, maybe building a little bit on yesterday's talk on non-delusion about self and not self. In ordinary life, it can often be adequate to approach, to consider things from the point of view of responsibility, what our responsibilities might be. But with responsibility often comes a very strong sense of self, strong ideas about I'm responsible and I'm obligated and I'm accountable and I have to accomplish something, I have to do something. A lot of self tends to come along with responsibility that can make responsibility a burden, can make it contracting and quite limiting in people's lives. Of course, it doesn't have to be that way, but it often is. Meditation is a kind of some people would like to say that there's no difference between meditation and daily life. And that's fine. But meditation offers its own unique opportunities, its own unique possibilities of how to be and how to function in the world. And it's possible in meditation to put aside concepts of responsibility. Certainly concepts that I'm the one who's responsible, it's up to me, or this is happening to me, or this is somehow, whatever is happening, whatever is going on, is a evidence for who I am, or how I am, or what I'm not, and what I should be doing or shouldn't be doing, and a lot of self becoming involved. But instead of using the orientation of responsibility, another option is to see meditation as a time to be responsive. Responsibility can often go with analysis and looking at causes and looking into the past, maybe even. But if we can just allow things to arise as they do, to occur as they do, without really any reference to the past, and perhaps without any too much reference to oneself, but to appreciate that there is the possibility inside of being responsive to what arises. And in meditation, there's a number of responses we could have, maybe an infinite number. But one response is to allow something to appear in awareness, to respond with awareness, to respond by opening the fist of the mind, the contractions, the resistance, so that the open, soft palm of awareness can hold an experience receptively or openly, and be content just to know, just to be aware. And there might be some sense of doing in this kind of responsivity, but it's a doing which mostly contributes a lot of almost not doing, almost make space, openness, permission for things to be as they are, non-contention, non-conflict with what is. Perhaps where there's very little appropriation into me, myself, and mine. Or if there is a way in which we grab on or contract around me, myself, and mine, perhaps that too we can be responsive to. That too we can offer a very simple responsive awareness, respond with awareness, to allow ourselves to receive it, to know it. It could even be with a very soft, soft whisper in the mind, maybe not even a word at all, an attitude, that whatever appears, whatever is happening now, it's met with a soft yes. This too, yes, is included in awareness. This too, yes, to be aware. To respond with awareness and leave responsibility for another time. There's so little that you need to do or accomplish or fix or analyze or be responsible for as you're sitting here. Freed of responsibility, perhaps you can respond with a simplicity of awareness, abiding in awareness, resting in awareness, an awareness which remains open. The fist is uncurled. And awareness is freed. So that all things might arise and disappear. Arise and persist and pass away. In their own way, as they want to, as is their nature. And your response to all things is to simply be aware, offering an awareness that allows things to be what they are. Which allows things to arise and appear in the field of awareness. In the space of awareness. Ever ready to simply respond, to receive, to be open, to the simplicity of what's happening now, with very little need for before and after. No need to think about what happened 2 seconds ago. Continually opening the hand of awareness to receive the next moment as the present moment, as the present moment phenomena, Often, when the mind gets involved in thinking a lot, there's a constricting or narrowing of awareness. Or if awareness is a light, the light gets dimmed or even disappears when we're involved in fantasy or thoughts, concerns. And when you notice that's happening, with this marvelous ability of responding, respond by opening the awareness, opening up again. Nothing has to be any different. Even the thinking doesn't have to be different. The only difference is that awareness is opened. Awareness is turned on or become clear. And to be aware of what is makes all the difference. In the awareness of what is, there can be freedom. A freedom in relationship to all things. Whatever is happening, reestablish awareness of it, just awareness. every circumstance. We have the ability to respond in some way to respond first by being aware, to notice what's happening, to observe what's happening, to in a sense have a pause of awareness before we act. Gives a little bit of opportunity to notice what the knee-jerk responses are. The knee-jerk kind of automatic ways in which self comes into play, that we react based on what I want, what I don't want, what I think, what's in it for me. How do I protect myself? How do I get what I want? The conceit or the concerns with self can operate instinctively almost. But by first and foremost responding with awareness, allowing things to be as they are, getting a richer sense of what allowing is, allowing awareness, then we might begin to notice the impulses of self, the impulses that arise from me, myself, and mine. We might notice the contraction that often happens when there's self in the picture. And to see this operating gives greater choice. Maybe allows for the opportunity for wisdom or non-delusion. Or to ask the question, do I really want to? Is it the best thing to do to act from this instinctive place of self? Or is there a deeper place inside, deeper than self, where a different kind of response can come? Something that's nourishing, something that feels more satisfying. Then the tension from which self often operates. We always have the opportunity to respond first with awareness. And then see what follows. So one of the core insights of insight meditation is insight into not self, And it's best not to approach this as a preconceived idea, but more as a continual discovery, which is enabled by learning to be aware in a non-reactive, non-judgmental, kind of relaxed, simple way, so we can take in and experience what's happening more fully. So we're not blinded and have like blinders on our, because the blinders of self, blinders of orienting ourselves by what the self wants. And to learn to have this very simple awareness is not a small thing, it's actually huge, in that it helps us to see the big picture of what's happening. And we might notice how self operates. To pause, to be aware before speaking. To notice the impulse, the contraction, the upswelling of feelings around the self and about me and my views, what's important for me, my opinions, my stories, my. And to see, and that's where it comes alive, that's where we begin moving towards freedom. That's where this teachings of not-self really begins having some traction or meaning. Not because you understand it in the abstract as philosophy, but you see it in the actual unfolding of your life. It's fascinating and fun and amusing and heartbreaking to see how much this self-preoccupation, self-ideas, self-ideation, self-constructs can operate so automatically, so quickly. And to see it just as that. Oh, that's a construct. That's an idea. That's a contraction. That's a coagulation around something. That's a dimming of awareness. So I'll end with my maybe a little bit silly definition of self. The self, what's the self, someone asks. The self is wind drag. Put out your hand out the window of the car and wind drag. It can be fun as a kid. But sometimes the wind drag is pretty strong and slows everything down. So you might take this day to respond to all things with simple awareness. See all things that occur as one more thing to include in awareness, this too. And to take the time to do so, no rush, this too. And then in the course of that, you might begin noticing some of the impulses of self that operate. But don't go so much studying it or analyzing it. It's more like you feel the wind drag. You feel the tension, the tightness that comes along with it. And I hope you enjoy that. I hope you don't take it too seriously. I hope yourself is not that serious. So thank you all. And I think there's a few announcements. So we'll have Today is Tuesday, and so the people we didn't see yesterday for practice discussion will see today, and it's really good to remember Tuesday and then go look on the practice discussion sign-up page and see which of us you're seeing, Andre or I, and the time, and so easy to lose track of these things. And then for the auditors, a reminder that I'll see you tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. And tomorrow, schedule will change from today, the final day tomorrow. So that schedule is now posted on the announcement pages. And if you feel like it's useful for you to know tomorrow's schedule, you can go read it. If you feel like looking at that schedule now just is too activating, maybe, you can decide either not to look at the schedule or have a heightened commitment to include being activated in your awareness. This too. So I hope you enjoy your day. Thank you.